Hello, hello, everybody. I want to welcome each and every one of you all to Let's Talk Radio with your host, me, Malik. Today, we have a very special co-host. As always, I'd like to bring to you Miss Slia. Slia, can you introduce yourself to everybody?
Hi, everybody. My name is Slia. I'm from Jersey and 30. You're welcome. And I'm just waiting here to help out for a little while. That's
Are you single?
What'd you say? No,
are you
I'm
single?
Not.
Uh-oh,
no, I'm not.
Yes, I'm not. Say it again. No, she is not.
No,
so.
I'm not.
I don't need
I
no stud. Hit me up later. Asking me who that female was on the phone. Because you said
check.
What'd you say? Double check.
I'm sorry. Double check. I know.
So what's going on up there in New Jersey?
Nothing right now. Besides the North.
Nothing. Y'all. One of the gay capitals in the United States. There's nothing going on up there. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Nothing really. I mean, it's always parties, but I mean, most of that takes place in New York. And you got the little young crowd out here that likes to party, so nothing too serious.
Don't sleep on the young people. That's our future now.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on
them. Definitely.
So, tonight's topic, everybody, we will be discussing some very touchy topics tonight, and we will be opening up our phone lines later so you all can be able to share with us and speak on how you feel about these certain topics. Now, tonight's topics will be transgender issues, domestic abuse, gay marriage. And in honor of Spirit Day, we will be talking about gay hate and bullying. Now, first, let's do the topic transgender issues. Now, Slia, what issues do you think we face today in the transgender community? Like, what are some of the issues that you think?
But people really not knowing the difference between a transgendered, a transvestite, and a transsexual person all around, for one. That's a very big problem. And as far as I can say, it's really not understanding the process and mentally the thought that goes into wanting to be this type of person.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, and I want your honest opinion. Would you date someone that's transgender, a female to male, or male to female?
I can't definitely say that I would date one, but I can say that I came close to messing with a cross-dresser. In some aspect of being transgendered, I would say.
Okay.
But I can't say that I would personally want somebody like that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you why.
Why?
I would want to know why.
Well, first of all, I'm not into nothing fake. Like, I'm all about, I love boobs, I love a nice soft booty, and that's just my, what I prefer. I love softness, and I feel like I'm deprived if I have silicone and Botox and all these other injections and surgeries in the place of what I'm really interested in.
Okay. So, as far as you say that people not knowing, what do you think could be a fixable? Like, what can we fix about the negativity about the transgender community, like transgender, transsexual as a whole?
Well, first, you got to be able and willing to want to understand. Like, you don't know what this person has been through or what, you know, what the person was exposed to as a child or anything to first even make them want to go to that level. So I guess if you get an understanding of that, and you'll be able to accept it, and, you know, once you get education about something, it's a lot easier to deal with it.
Okay. Well, when it comes down to my opinions and my outlook on the whole transgender community, transsexual, my thing would be to do you. You know, that's not only what the transgender and the transsexuals, that would be with everybody as a whole, because I do not know anyone's path with their life. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I was saying.
You know, I don't know where they are in their mind. Now, there are a lot of people today that feel that they were born in the wrong body, that feel that they are this gender, and some people do not even like to be classified as a gender. But like I said, who am I? Like, would I date a female to male? No, because I'm, you know, that probably won't look like, you know. But I have, like, to be honest and be real with you, like, if I wasn't with my wife, I when I was younger, I used to think that males and females were attractive. And I think that was just because it was the illusion of a female. And be real, be real with me now.
I'm not into, like, hardcore women. So, I mean, no judgment or anything. It's just like, for me to see a female, like, even when I would watch Jerry Springer and I would see these female to male, the guys, they're really born female, but they look like guys. And they bring these girls on the show and they're like, well, I just want to let you know I was born a female. To me, that's not attractive. And I'm looking at these females like, how could you not know that this is a female?
I mean, because, you know, some people are born with the genetics. Some people are born with testosterone already built in their system.
That's the thing about intersex that I, you know, mentioned that I was looking on and reading about, that is, like, that's intersex where you're born with, you know, those characteristics or whatever. But at the same time, you should be able to tell, like, come on, you can't be with somebody for a year and not touch their private parts or not know what their private part looks like, but y'all study having sex.
I mean, if they haven't gotten any reconstruction done to their body, there are a lot of tools that can alter their appearance. Like they have now, they have Packers. You know, they have the Packers. They have, you know, people, some of them use socks. You have the strap. I mean, come on now. Like, you in the club, you meet you a female at the club. You feel me? Like, say like I'm a female to male. I meet me a female at the club. I have my strap on. You know what I'm saying? But my main goal is to get a straight woman, right? I take her back. It gets dark. She don't know what I'm pulling out of my pants. You feel what I'm saying? So maybe that's how, I mean, for real though, maybe that's how, you know, that maybe that's how a lot of them may have got away with the females not knowing who they are. But I feel like anybody, I feel like if you are female to male, you are male to female, I feel like you should be real with your people, be real with people, let them know who you are for real. Don't hide that, because I think today's a lot of the reasons that our gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people are getting killed in the streets now is because of dishonesty. You know, I have known a few males, you know, it was born men that will go get on the chat line. Hey, my name is Peaches. I'm 5'5", light skin, long hair, green eyes, mixed with Jamaican, Somalian, seahorse. You know what I'm saying? And then soon as they go meet this dude, like the dude ain't going to see his razor bumps on his face. You feel me? Soon as he go meet this dude, next thing you know, you hear about that chick on the news. You feel me? So I feel like, you know, if you are female to male, transgender, male to male, transgender, keep it fucking real. Keep it gully. You know what I'm saying? That goes for anything you do.
Anything.
Be real. Just be real. Be who you are.
I said enough.
Love who you are. If you love who you are, everybody else will love who you are.
And then, society. You have no choice but to accept it.
Yeah. Fuck society. Do you. Straight up. That's what it is for 2010. Do you. You feel me?
For real.
And I will hope that anybody on the radio show tonight that's transgender, I hope that you will speak up tonight, later on the show when we talk.
Or anybody that's going through a transformation.
Yeah, I mean, we would love to hear from anybody that got views on transgender, transsexuals. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to know from everybody, how can we fix this? Tonight's show is based on how can we fixable issues in the community. These are all, everything we talk about tonight will be some things that can be fixable. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I go to my next topic, right? Now, let me ask you, Claire. I want you to bring a topic to the table. Let's pick a topic that's not on our roster tonight that you want to talk about.
That I want to talk about?
Yeah.
I would have to say the cleanest of toys.
Oh, Lord. Annie, you know what? I'm going to let you go ahead and speak your part about that first, then I'm going to come, and then I'm going to talk about that, because I have a lot to talk about
when it comes down to
dirty, thick-ass people. And then you go ahead. You go ahead and talk.
I'm not calling nobody dirty, one. All I'm
dirty.
Saying is, what happened was I was listening to the radio, and the topic came up of two lesbians, and the girl, the femme of the relationship, had a UTI. And for those who don't know what a UTI is, it's a urinary tract infection. Women get it more than men. Now, the thing was, she said that the girlfriend had been using a toy, a strap, or whatever, on her that she had previously used with an ex. I don't know if condoms were involved or not. So the whole story was that the girlfriend was worried that she contracted the UTI from the girl, you know, her girlfriend cheating on her or previously using the same toy. And then it became a factor of, you know, whether or not she should get a new toy, or whether or not the girlfriend's cheating on her, or if, in fact, she had contracted the UTI herself and perhaps passed it on to the girlfriend.
Oh, man.
So I was like, this is crazy. And I'm like, you wonder why a lot of femmes or females get crazy when you want to, like, take the strap out the relationship and you move on. And, you know, the first thing you say is, oh, well, you use this on me, I'm keeping this, you're not getting, you know, using this on nobody else, blah, blah, blah. But I couldn't understand the fact that she would think that it was contracted, first though, through the strap-on.
Mm.
I don't know, do you think that that's possible?
The UCI?
Yeah.
Hanny, you sure you want me to tell?
I'm sure.
Because let me tell you something straight up. Just like a man's penis can have that nasty, that blicky on it, a strap-on can too. Because I don't understand why, honey, let me tell you something. I don't understand why people go out and buy these strap-ons, these anal beads, these whatever they use to put up in the punani and in the booty hole, they don't want to clean it. And just think about it. If you don't clean your poo-poo or you don't clean your boo-boo, it smells awful. You get what I'm saying? So just think about that boob, that thing. Just think about that thing. That thing you stick up in people's stuff not being clean. It's just like fruit, and it's just like food that sits overnight. It smells like chitlins. So why would you want to take
that chitlin infested strap?
Why would you want to take that chitlin infested strap and stick it in somebody's stuff? That is just trifling. What you need to do, ladies and men, whoever have toys, you need to go stick that stinky-ass thing in the boiling water and let it boil for like 3 days. Because that is nasty. Oh, you know what? That goes to another topic, Slim. Now we're talking about the dirty people. Right? Now, would you ever date somebody? Like, come on now. Would you ever date somebody that did not take a bath for days at a time? I want you to be honest with me.
No,
how do you feel about lesbians not taking care of their body? Going to the club, smell like sweaty butt, sweaty oodles and noodles.
Yeah, come on. Why you can't be throwing food up in there that people have to eat on a daily basis, because I fuck with oodles and noodles. So you can't
but
be doing that.
But just think about how that shit smells. Be real, nigga. Disrupt can. But think about
Yeah, just like Oriental or shrimp or something like that, or like, I don't know, but as long as it ain't the kind I eat. But I can't tolerate that. That's one thing I cannot tolerate. I mean, it's okay, you know, everybody slips up once in a while, but if you know you're going to a club, or you know you're going to be around somebody, or you know that you probably going to pick up somebody, wash your ass.
Wash
your ass.
Thank you, ass. Girl, this is what I don't understand. Okay, you are a woman. A woman, pubic areas in her underarms, and her booty, and her under her fat rolls, and under her arms, and under her feet, needs TLC. A woman smells bad when she don't take baths. I'm not trying to be funny about, like, this, we talking about fixable issues, so let's talk about how we going to that woman, real talk, to that woman that's out there getting up in the morning, getting on Facebook, Daily, MySpace, Tag, Twitter, before washing her booty. Come on there, before washing her booty. After she didn't wash her booty, she gets on Facebook, put that funky stuff that she don't have, she didn't even wash her hands before she got on Facebook, so now her funkiness is on the computer. You know what I'm saying? So then you had a nerd to let one of your friends get on the computer, and they get the funkiness on their hands, and then you wonder why everybody got the H1N1. You feel what I'm saying?
They have to be some real funky people to be spreading it like that.
I'm sure, but this is crazy, though. And then what I don't, okay, here go another one. Before I even tell that girl what I need to tell her, because it might not be one of y'all today, but y'all can go and tell one of y'all friends, because everybody got a friend that don't wash their underarms. Now, look. I'm just being real. You feel me? Like, okay,
I'm
how do you feel about...
You talking to somebody directly or what?
No, I'm not talking about nobody directly, sweetheart. I'm talking about... So come on now, be real. Like, out of everybody, we all know somebody who don't wash their arms. Like, for real. Like, even if they're not our friend, we don't walk past them in the club. We don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying we talk about fixable issues, so we going to help that lady or that man, we're going to help them out tonight. Because some things just need to be fixed. You feel me?
Yeah, they got to remember to put that deodorant on. Or that
deodorant spray. Some people need to Saint Ives. And then some people, another thing, like when you use a douche, this is
not really all
that sanitary. And if you are going to use a douche, please don't use that kind of smell like roses and Fruit Loops and all that stuff, and you didn't wash your stuff, because that's not right. You are really, you are pressuring that douche, and that douche does not deserve that. You get what I'm saying? Because that rosy smelling douche is, Slayer, stop laughing. You very bad, because, like I told you, I'm here to entertain y'all, you know what I'm saying? We're going to learn and we're going to have fun, you feel me? But that dish does not need to go in your hole if it smells like dungeon. You feel what I'm saying? Because you need to take the washcloth. I prefer Dove, you know, because Dove is like, have a allergenic, and it will help you, and it won't, you know, make you have yeast and all that stuff. Like, you need to use the Dove. The Dove is good for, like, you know,
People are allergic to certain things, so...
I mean, I'm just being real, because I don't understand why people even go in the club. Oh, my goodness, they don't even wash their underarms, and they got the nerve to want to dance up on somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, every time I go in the club, and I'm being real, it's either I'm smelling underarms or it smells like somebody having sex in the club. Like, and it shouldn't smell like that when you would just walk in the club. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like women, as women today, man, we need to take care of our body. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we really need to take care of our body, because if you don't love you, who else gonna love you? Like,
that's
who
very
else is gonna
important.
Yeah, it's very important. Like, and you a film, so you tell that woman. I can only talk to the studs, and it mostly be the films, but it do be some little strong underarm studs too, and strong balls. We smell like strong balls, you know, men, women, whatever. I want you to tell them today. Just tell them what you think about hygiene. Like, tell them about hygiene. Like, to be serious, what you think they need to do to improve hygiene.
Well, some you can go from one shower to 3+ a day. If you're not allergic to water, it ain't going to kill you. If your soap or your body wash ain't lasting long enough, you need to switch up or add to it. Just dig up in there. And you don't necessarily have to douche or anything. You can just make sure you open it up and spread it. Don't scratch it too hard. And just get all up in there and get them crevices. And no dollar store products.
I know that's right. But you know what? It's nothing wrong. You talk about we want to educate people, man. We're going to educate people on some real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about the realness, and we're going to talk about the realness, honey, okay? We're going to talk about it all. Because some people don't need help in those areas. They need help with their own self. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah. And you just told that one girl, let me tell you something. I bet you tonight, one of our listeners is going to go in there and wash their booty today, wash their booty all week. Like, we're going to talk.
Now, if you got a listener like that, honey...
I mean, you
let
tell me
bow my head.
Better work.
Oh, it's Thursday, so if somebody ain't washed their ass since last Thursday. They need to go to a doctor.
It smell like Monday. That is stinking. That is nasty. Booty smell like Monday and Sunday. Because girl, you at least took a bird bath or something.
And they got on them Tuesday panties.
Yeah, just like one of the people in the chat room, she just now said, it's nothing worse than somebody spraying their spray all over their funky booty. Now, you know what, Rosalind? You know what? That is so true. There is no excuse for you to spray that stuff on your body and you ain't take no shower. That is nasty.
Don't. Yeah, and plus,
you got everybody trying to figure out if you smell like chitlins or you smell like Dove.
What is it with you and chitlins?
You're confusing us.
Yeah,
you are confusing
us. Smell good.
We didn't do anything to deserve that.
I can't with that one.
Now, we're about to get on back on to some very serious. Another thing about gays and lesbians today, and now, you know, it's something I think is a very strong touching subject, is domestic abuse. Now, how do you feel about domestic abuse, Slaya?
Oh, honey. I don't like it, male or female. I don't like it, and I feel like it's not called for. So if it can be prevented or to the best of your ability, just walk away. I can't tolerate it, and I've been in the position myself. So it's not a good feeling.
Let me ask you a question. You said you have been in the situation yourself. Were you the victim or was you the one striking?
Both. It started as a victim and turned into me being aggressive back. But,
okay.
I mean, if you can walk away, walk away.
That's true.
But at the same time, you don't got to let nobody just stand there and beat on you. So, I mean, if you can get away, get away. But if you going to stand there and just take it, then you better be ready to throw your blows back, get you a nice couple of good ones in, and let it be what it's going to be.
No, that's right.
But you don't got to be the enforcer.
Hmm. Well, my view on the whole domestic abuse. Ladies, please do not take this wrong what I'm about to say. Men, please do not take this wrong what I'm about to say, because what I'm going to say, I'm going to keep it 100 all day. Like, I keep it 100 on every show, in person. I'm going to keep it 100, and I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. And if anybody is out there going through how I feel, I'm going to take your solution through it, too. You feel what I'm saying? Domestic abuse is not right. Domestic abuse is not right. Anytime when you are... Now, see, domestic abuse also is not right, but verbal abuse and emotional abuse is not right either.
Mm-hmm. No type of abuse is right.
I'm going to put all that together because this is my thing. You have to love yourself first. Because if you don't love yourself and you don't respect yourself, misery always loves company.
Love it.
Misery can sense a weak mind. Okay, now a lot of people that's going through this verbally, emotionally, physically, whatever type of abuse that you're going through, you do not have to go through it. You go through it because you choose to go through it, and it might strike nerves to a lot of people, but it's the truth. Some people, you need to know that love can make you do some crazy things.
It will, but and it's only, honey, it'll also have you blind to the fact of what really is going on.
Yes.
But like you've been saying, you've been stressing it since the beginning of the show, you must love yourself before you can love anybody else. But being in love and being in a violent relationship or being, it goes back to parents, being watching your parents be violent, like, you got to be able to stand up and say that you won't tolerate that at all.
Well, you know what? I'm not even going to sit here and blame nobody's parents, because everybody have a choice. And a lot of people, I sit back and I get tired of that statement. It's the parents. It's not the parents. Because once you turn 18, you are an adult, which means you make your own decisions. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your parents, yeah, you can get a little bit of this and that from your parents, but you can't get your mind from your parents. Everybody got their own mind. You feel what I'm saying? And like I said, people choose to be a lifestyle that they want to be in. Now, so like just like you said, that goes back to being blind. But there is a lot of help out there. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you really want to get out of a relationship, I'm going to tell you what I do when I'm in a situation where I can't help myself. Let go and let God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever let somebody take advantage of your mind, your body, and your soul. Because when you give people your all, 100% of you, I'm not talking about the relationship 100% now. We all give out, you know how they always tell you give your all, but that's give your all to, like that's when you get married. You feel what I'm saying? Like, but you still need to have at least 5% of yourself, so you can build yourself up to be strong. So if you are in a situation where you are going through domestic abuse, then you need to. Get some help. You know what I'm saying? You need to get some help.
It's numbers and stuff where you can call for that too. So.
Oh yeah, I'm about to.
Don't be scared.
I'm about to give them the number right now. If you're going through domestic abuse, you need somebody to talk to, anything, you need to call 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 7233. Again, that's 1-800-799-SAFE, 7233. If anybody want to talk about domestic abuse or anything, at the conclusion of the show, we will be taking questions, like I said in the beginning. And we can talk about that then. Now on to the next subject. Of course, you know that was a serious topic, right?
That was very serious.
We're going to have some fun, y'all. We're going to have some fun. Now, Slayer, what's your favorite artist?
Definitely. My favorite artist, male, female, rap, what genre we talking?
I mean, give me female. Since you're in a relationship, give me your favorite female love song. What's your favorite female love song?
Well, I have a lot of those. All I do is listen to music. So I would have to say.
You know the chorus to it.
You ain't finna have me singing on here now.
Oh, yeah,
but,
you're right.
Oh, no, I ain't about to sing.
I want you to sing the chorus.
The name of the song is called Monica. It's by Monica. And it's off her Miss Thing album. And it's called Why I Love You. You ain't getting no chorus, but you can go right to YouTube and you can download it and play it whenever you get a chance.
Come on now. We gotta give our fans something to listen to. So go ahead and sing the chorus of that song right. Y'all want to hear her sing in the chat room.
Oh,
see, everybody want to hear you sing. So go ahead. See, everybody's saying yes. So go ahead. Go ahead and sing the song. You know what?
Oh, my
you
God.
Sing.
I'm not singing.
Come on.
I'll
just say.
Well, it goes.
Just sing the part, Why I Love You So Much, and then we'll go on to the next topic.
Okay. Why I Love You So Much.
No, you got to sing it. Come on, man. You got to. See? You got to give it to him. Go ahead and sing.
I'm not a singer. I'm not a singer. Oh, gosh. Let's see. Here it goes. Baby, that's just why I love you so much. There you go.
Oh, snap, Mel. There y'all go. You're going to push her over to Steve Harvey because we're going to make a little money off of her. You get what I'm saying?
I'm so mad.
We're going to make a little money off of you, girl. I'm about to be your manager.
Okay. I'm going on tour in about 2 weeks.
Girl, I'm gonna get tickets on it. We started tickets for her show. Now y'all gotta come to the show. We take food stamps too. So we got food stamps. We take a food stamp because we need some food. We need some food for our tour bus. Okay.
Yes, and I do like to eat.
Oh yeah. I don't know about you, man, but I'm fat, and I like to eat all kinds of food: grits, chicken, fish. I love it. Oh, honey, macaroni and cheese. We could talk about food all day, but that is not our discussion tonight.
Yeah, I see.
All right, so let's go into our next topic for discussion, which is going to be, this is everybody's favorite. Now, when I asked this question on Facebook, dialing tag, all the responses came back. Malik, can you talk about gay marriage? Luke, can you talk about gay marriage? All right. What's your opinion on gay marriage? Like, how do you feel about it?
Well, being that I am a lesbian, I am all for gay marriage. I do support it. I don't see nothing wrong with two human beings who actually do love each other and want to share a union. Male or female, I have no problem there.
Okay. Okay, now, are you married? Like, have you and your wife?
No.
Have y'all been together?
No.
Why?
No,
why?
We haven't.
Why?
We chilling right now. I like to call it still getting to know each other.
Okay. Y'all heard that they're going to be getting married next week. Y'all be listening back for her, girl. They're going to be married next week, girl. You know what I mean? Be looking at them on Facebook, they're going to say married. Y'all already know what it is. You feel me? But my thing on gay marriage, I feel like, just like Obama said, who am I to tell people who they love? You feel me? Like, that's just like, if two men today were to say they ready to get married, that's just like a man and a woman saying they want to get married. What's the difference? It's just the same sex, but it's still love. You know what I'm saying?
Think probably would have more same-sex marriages that would last longer than a heterosexual marriage.
I don't know, hon. I got to debate with you right there. I got to debate with you right now. I feel like you go through so much.
First off, you go through so much just by being in the lifestyle that you are. Now you have a different personality that can understand you and is willing to come together and fight with you versus you have a male and a female and it's always going to be that dominant. More, you know, the person, like a man is going to always want to be a man, and a female, she probably wants to be both. So I just feel like, I've seen more gay marriages that have lasted longer than I can say that I've seen heterosexual marriages.
Like I said before, I am going to debate with you on that. The reason being, and I want you, come on, let's be real now. Let's be, come on. You can be real with me for a minute. You ready to be real with me?
I'm ready.
Check it. And check this, right? Now, have you ever been straight?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before you cross over to...
Mm-hmm.
Now, who did you get along with? The male or the female? Be real. Come on, be real.
I'm real.
Now, you know, good as well, but both of y'all on y'all period, y'all can't stand each other. Come on now.
That's not true. We actually are more...
Yeah, you know you can't stand her when she on her period.
That's not true. I think we actually get along more during that time.
You get along when y'all on your period. You is lying.
I'm not lying. We actually do. She, as a matter of fact, she's listening. So I'm not lying. Like, we do. We comfort each other more. We talk more. We lounge more. You know, like, it's more of, we actually become more intimate with each other. It's more personal with each other versus where we're not, because now it's not like, oh, I don't feel like, you know, being on that time of the month, you really don't feel like doing that. So once that's over and up, oh, she's up and out, I'm up and out, it's always on the go, then it becomes, oh, we don't have that much time for each other. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we actually bond more during that period. Period.
And I'm so glad that... No, I'm so serious. Like, I'm so glad that you are real, you feel me? Because maybe you can, like, help that person that... Because it's a lot, like, for real, it's a lot of people to be like, I can't go to this place because there's too many females, or blah, 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 I can't be real with too many females, or I can't go to this place, there's too many men, like, you gave me, like, too many men, and blah, blah, blah. So it is always good to see a successful couple, you know what I'm saying, out there that's doing it big, and... It's no, now I'm pretty sure y'all do argue, that's all couples do, but you are real enough to say, look, we are, and we on our period, you know what I'm saying?
We really are. And I like that part of the relationship more than anything, because I feel like that's when you just want to be held, you know, you all hurt up with the cramps, and, you know, I feel like you really just want to be held more.
Well, I definitely think, you know, when it comes down to gay marriage and, you know, like I said before, I mean, to close this up, I feel like you marry who you want to marry. If you are a lesbian, if you are gay male, if you are transgender, bisexual, and you want to marry the same sex, or you want to marry, you know what I'm saying, somebody within our community, do what the fuck you want to do. Don't worry about what the next person is going to say. Don't worry about what society is going to say. Just do you. Go ahead. Because right now, I have two information right now. First of all, if you are real serious, if you are real, 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 real serious about getting married, you know what I'm saying, getting married or whatever, you can call this number I'm about to give you.
It is 413.
No, I'm serious, though. Look, it's 413-497-0148. Again, that is 413-497-0148. And also, check this, right? If you are gay, a lesbian, or in between, and you really do want to get married, guess what? I have the states you can get married in. So I'm going to give you these states. And I say I support you. Go tie the knot. You feel me? Because life is too short, and you got to make today your tomorrow. You feel me? So Massachusetts is one of the states that legalizes gay marriage. Connecticut, Iowa, Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, and I also, did they make it legal over in California somewhere?
I think they're trying to take it back. I believe, I'm not totally sure if it was legalized, but I do remember a point in time where they were, you know, protesting and, you know, trying to recant on that. So I'm not really sure what that state is right now.
And if you are in these states and you just want to have, you know, the same, the marriage benefits, you won't have a piece of paper, but you can get your papers. I do have the state for that also, the state of California.
You can also get a civil union in New Jersey.
Oregon and Washington. You can pretty much get a civil union pretty much anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can, I mean, as long as you got an ordained minister that will agree to do it, you can do it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty much anywhere, but... you know, then we're going pretty much going on. Do you think Sims, should they Sims and Studs, should they Studs?
Do I think, say it again?
Do you think that Sims, should they Sims and Studs, should they Studs? Like, I've asked this before, but so many people want to know. You know, it's a very popular topic.
Oh, as far as, like, the stud or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you should date whatever you're attracted to. If at the end of the day, you're still a woman. No matter, like, if you haven't made that transformation or you haven't taken, what is it, testosterone for men? You know what I'm saying? So if you haven't made that transformation to, you know, the point where you feel like you want to live life as a guy, but you find women who dress in that manner, who take on the role of a guy, and you're the same, whatever. If you like you a pillow princess, or, you know, you like somebody that's just, you know, who shops and as savvy as you are, then why not? You eat what you like. And plus, Sims really don't have a problem.
I think that if you are a femme and you date studs, and if you're a stud and you date a femme, why can't you date who you are? You feel what I'm saying? If you want to date a femme or you want to date a stud and you're the same label, you know what? We gonna just shut up about this, because I'm just going to say this. I don't even want to cuss online. I probably have cussed for like a little bit today, but I'm just going to say, forget labels.
Exactly.
I feel like people need to worry about themselves, love themselves. Stop, like I don't say it about 30 times in this show. Stop worrying about everybody else. Love you. Forget them. Society does not pay your bills. Society does not live for you. Society did not make you. And society will not be there in the coffin with you.
Yeah.
Labels are for cans, for clothes, for shoes. Now, we do something. I'm not going to lie to you. Labels are okay to label what type of person you are in the bedroom, like maybe the aggressor. You know, the AG is okay. And, like, or you're feminine, you're more feminine, or you're more dominant. But this whole stud and this film and this all this other stuff, sexy stud with cornrows and dreads and films and blah, 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 Puerto Rican film with no legs. I mean, look, don't label me. Because I just noticed that, you know, they call me the stud, right? But there's so many damn qualifications that I must meet now, you know, in 2010 to be a stud. I can't,
mm-hmm.
I can't go to church with a dress on. If I go to a funeral with somebody's funeral with my family, I can't talk like I'm talking right now. Hey, if I say that, you know, I'm just too gay. Or if, you know what I'm saying? If I let my girl give me oral, I'm gay. Whatever. You know what? Society can kiss my. That's all I'm saying. We're going to go on to the next topic because we're going to go on to the next topic because the next topic is a very, 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 very touchy. It's touchy. It's very touchy, you know what I'm saying? very, very, very touched. I just can't get enough for saying that. We're going to talk about gay bullying, hate, all the hate crimes, all the fighting, all the kids, the teenagers committing suicide. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, how do you feel about the teenagers that just lost their lives and just committed suicide? How do you feel about that? Like,
well, bullying for any reason, gay, straight, yellow, black, white, whatever, I can't stand it. I was bullied as a child. I have a little bit of anger issues because of that, but I can't stand it. And just to know that because now it's more focused on the gay community, it's no longer about black and white, it's strictly the gay community as of right now, is ridiculous. Seriously ridiculous. And to know that there's I know personally about a guy, a young boy, who had been threatened by a gang of the Bloods, that when he turns 18, that they were going to beat him up because he's very flamboyant. And this is ridiculous. I mean, I just seen on the news how I think there were Latin kings in New York who sodomized and raped and robbed two of their crew members, and also raped and sodomized and robbed one of the guy. They set the guy up that one of the Latin kings had been messing with. And they also beat up one of the crew members for, accessory to the fact, because mm-hmm. he knew that the other boy was gay and was, you know, dealing with gay guys or whatever. So, I mean, it's totally out of hand. It's very uncalled for. And it just needs some type of point where it's just over. People need to get over the fact that people like what they like. Nobody beats nobody up for eating cereal. If you don't eat that cereal, nobody's going to beat you or punch you in the face for eating Apple Jacks when you want corn pops. So, I mean, it shouldn't even be what it is right now.
That is so true. My whole thing, you know, I feel like as a gay and lesbian community, we need to stick together more. Like, it's bad enough. Now get this. Do you know that most of the bullying and most of the drama and most of the gay hate is within our own community?
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
it's sad that you go to an event, a gay and lesbian event, and you're getting knocked down, you're getting looked at, you're getting ridiculed, you're getting judged by your own people, like, and it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? I feel like as a community, we need to stick together. Like, we need to come together, we need to be help for those that need help. Like, there are a lot of teenagers, there are a lot of kids that's out there that have little to no guidance, and they need our help. You feel what I'm saying? And if there is any child, any teenager that's on the phone that's gay or lesbian and you're going through this, I need you to click in and talk to us, because we're here for you, you know? And another thing, you know, if you are going through anything that you need help, you need advice, you need guidance if you're a teenager, or you're going through, you know, you're just going through abuse or anything, there are a couple of resources that I put up for you. You got the GLBT National Help Center. The web address is www.glnh.org. You have the LGBT Teen Youth Resources. It's LGBTAwayOut.com. Then you have, if you're going through anything, like you need advice on sex or you need condoms or whatever you need, it's www.sexetc.org. Not only that, it's a real major website now called the Trevor Project. And if you need help or anything, they have live counselors there where you can just get online and talk to them at www.trevorproject.org. Or they have a new website. You said what?
I said, wow, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, and they have another one that's new, and that is www.imgaynowwhat.com. So all of those sites are for those that need help and guidance. Now, right now, I'm going to switch over and take a couple of phone calls because we have a lot of people online right now. And I'm going to try my best to get to everybody by 1:30. If you want to talk to me right now, I need you to press the one button right now. That would let me know that you are in queue to talk to me and you want to ask questions. So right now, if you can, everybody press the one button. Thank you.
This is very, 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 very enlightening.
So right now, I'm going to take the first caller. Like I said, everybody, press 1 if you want to talk to me. I'm going to take the first call. That'll be 804-648. Hello, area code 648. Area code 648.
One more time.
Area code 648. Press 1 if you want to talk. All right, and I told you, I'm going to go to the next caller. It'll be area code 75732. Hello, area code 757.
Yo.
Hey, what's good?
I'm not going to disclose my name.
Can I get your name? Hello? Can I get your name? This is my child, man. Lord, Amory,
yeah,
I am scared for what you about to act.
Thank you for entertaining me while I'm at work, because it's like raining like a bitch out here. But anywho, let me get on this stuff topic, because I know I had this conversation with you before. I did it, and it was not what I expected. I'm going to put it like that.
Okay.
Next line of business. This relationship and violence and all that, my past 4 relationships, straight violent. And you know what? She hit me, I'm going to hit her back. She pissed me off, I'm going to hit her. She hit me back, that's on her. That's just like getting into a fight in the street. But I'm just not going to hit you just because you ain't give me a glass of water or you ain't fold the sheets up right. That's just kind of simple, but
that is very simple.
Yeah, but you know how fams is. Sometimes fams gonna beat me up now. You know how fams are. Sometimes y'all can do a little N-A-Z-Z-I-N-Z.
Hold on.
Look, I ain't trying to get you in trouble tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
You know my boo watching Lifetime, so I ain't got that. I'm at work, so she ain't listening. I can say what I please say.
I feel you, man. But we about to take the next caller, man. Thank you for calling in, though, son.
All right.
Yeah. We got to rush through these jumps. All right. Next caller, 804-245. There you go, 2. All right.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yo, what up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. This is Amar. I want to point out that I am a transgender male.
Okay.
I want to say that.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm good, boo. How you doing? All right, first, I want to start on, like, I didn't hear all y'all said on the transgender topic, so I'm not going to speak on it because I didn't hear everything. But I do want to start on the, excuse me, I'm on testosterone. My voice is kind of crazy. I do want to speak on domestic violence. Me being a man now. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are, if you're a man, woman, whatever, you should not hit your partner. That's not cool. You should not do it. Me actually being a man now, it's like, it's definitely not cool. When I did live my life as a lesbian, and I was younger and I was stupid, I did it a lot. The girl hit me, I was going to slap the shit out of her, basically. But now being a man, me actually really playing the man role, you can't do that. It's not cool. So any of y'all men, women out there that's doing that, stop. That shit is not cool. Like, I had the best relationships I have now that I don't have that in my relationship. And about niggas washing their asses, like, that shit is not cool. Like, shit is not cool. Like, ladies, men, whatever the fuck you are, wash your ass, please. Because when you go down there and you smell that shit is not cool. That's it. Like, that's my kill.
That
shit is
so
weird. Yeah, that shit is not cool. Gosh.
Now, all boys, and then they try to punish us for the smell. You feel me? Like, we did something to them.
Yeah, like, I had to happen to me in my younger days, and I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I didn't know what to do. Like, that shit is not cool. So, ladies, wash your ass, please. Before you date, you wash your ass.
Oh, God.
And we'd like to thank you. And we'd like to thank you for coming on and showing the support.
No problem.
We're going to take the next caller.
I do.
Let's see. Area code 973271. Area code 973271. Hello? Are you going 973? Hey, how you doing?
Good. Yeah.
All right. Can we get your name and where your location?
Emily.
Huh?
That's my wife.
Oh, okay. Hey, wifey.
Hey.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about
domestic violence. I'm not a fan of it. And sometimes things can get out of hand. And I understand what the guy just said, or woman, I don't know. But sometimes people talk with their hands. And I just think that you can't get the point across if you don't just say, listen, this flat. Because they're not going to understand how much it's coming from. It's like, I mean, I'm not saying that I got into a lot of fights growing up, but it just called for it. And I didn't mean to. You'd be hurt, but in the end, it's just like we both had that understanding. Like, it was a lot of frustration, and it was a lot of built-up anger and animosity. But I still love him.
I feel you.
I love you too, babe.
Y'all have a love connection, a fair going on. Y'all hear this? I can hear them, right?
Oh, my God.
Well, we definitely want to thank you for coming on tonight and showing your support. And we're going to take the next caller. Slay, are you still here?
Of course.
Okay, I had to make sure I got the right one.
Oh,
You're going to take area code 318-658. How you doing, area code 318-658? Hello? Area code 313? Hello. All right. Area code 3. Area code 347-364.
New York in the house.
Uh-oh. Yeah, all right. How you doing? Whatever you saying that. 347?
There we go.
347, hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. This is Queen Poetic.
Oh, how you doing? In the chat room.
Well, actually, my laptop is in my room. But, like, a couple of issues that we touched on, the gay marriage, I'm all for. You know what I mean? Regardless of whether, you know, we get the equal rights or not. Mm-hmm. And the domestic violence, I've been there. You know what I mean? I was young, still in, you know, coming out to the lifestyle, to my parents and family. But, you know, I didn't grow up in a domestic violence family. So, you know, being gullible and not knowing what true real love was at that point, so I wound it up in that. And a lot of women need to learn that when they go out to the club, it is called wash your butt.
I know. Wash it clean, honey.
Yes. Go from toes to the neck, up underneath the hairline, everything, especially big
mm-hmm.
women. Because, you know, we got a lot of rolls and creases and extra stuff that, you know, skinny women ain't got. You know, no offense to the skinny women, but, you know, us big women need to, like, really hold ourselves together. I got a couple of friends I got to tell on the daily basis to go wash.
Oh, wow.
Take a bath and soak.
Yes.
And but, plus, it also helps if you shave a little bit and, you know, because the hair does hold older.
I shave every other day. One thing I don't like the hair.
Focus up on that shit, on that hair, because you can put shampoo on it. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, don't you be blaming her fault
no,
on her hair. What's wrong with y'all?
There are some big women that got a whole lot of hair. There's some women that got a lot, and there's some women that don't have none at all, which I can understand. But in the same notion, like, if you know that's what's causing your odor, get rid of it. Simple as that. I mean, it can't be too complicated. And if you don't know how to shave, I'll put the directions up on the up online and let people read it, because it ain't hard to do.
Yes,
I
will. Put them on my Facebook page so everybody can see them, so they can go on my Facebook page and learn how to shave. And you know, you can put some you know, some tips on how to wash under the rolls and under the boobs, and you know, and don't forget the belly button. The belly button smells bad too.
It's called
wash.
Wait a minute, Malik. You know, smell a belly button.
Hey,
you hear me?
A couple of belly buttons.
Wait.
I had to, you know, go back up. You know.
Yeah. So
wait
somebody,
a minute. They said that.
Amani said that earlier. Armani said, if you go, if the belly button stink, I ain't going past it. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
touch
the
belly button.
You can smell the air, too.
Yeah, but I mean, you can
smell
your ear, but you can kind of get away with the ear. You can kind of get away with the ear, because I'm not trying to smell no ears. But if I smell behind your ear, that's a problem, and your hair smell like booty. Your hair can smell like booty. Your hair, so your hair to smell like, you know, they have different types of, they have different type of shampoos now. Well, you know, you can use the Dove, or you can use, they have Moshes. Moshes smell real good. Or if you can't afford that, you can just get you some plain old soap and water. It might dry your hair out a little bit. That's why they got Dr. Murray, because it bring back the grease back in your scalp. But you can use some soap to wash your hair. I mean, if you can't afford, you can go to the Dollar Tree. I don't know if y'all have a Dollar Tree in y'all area. But you can go to the Dollar Tree and get you some of that, what is it, Z-O-5? And sometimes they have it $2 for $4.
Or small. Or small, $2 for $1. Yes, sir.
You can get the shampoo and the conditioner. Have you smelling delicious, honey. It might only smell delicious for a day. So you're going to get what you pay for. You pay 50 cents for your shampoo and your conditioner. You're going to get one day of smelling good. So that means you need to wash it tomorrow, too.
Well, see, I have a lot of stuff I use. The stuff I use in my hair make my hair smell like mango, so I ain't worried about that.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with a mango.
I'm not worried about. Either mango, that's it. Mango or jasmine. Yeah, those are the topics I want to talk about, especially washing ass.
Make
sure
you wash your ass.
Well, Miss Queen Poet, I'm going to thank you for coming on tonight and sharing your wash under the rose beauty and sharing your, what was the other one? Sharing your tip and beauty tips for everybody. Now, she's going to post it on my Facebook page, y'all, so y'all better go on there and look on how to wash your booty. And what was the other one? How to wash your hair, how to shave your pubic areas, because she's going to post it there.
I'm posting that one first.
Go ahead and post that now, girl. And we're going to thank you for coming on here. And you have a nice day.
You too.
All right, area code 732. Area code 732.
Jersey.
How you doing, 732? 732. All right, we're going to take the last caller. Area code 973-418.
That's what I'm talking about.
973-418.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. My name is Mo.
Hey, Mo, where you calling from?
Hey, Mo, that's my
cousin.
Hey, cousin.
Yeah, baby. You know what? And that's what y'all talking about tonight. Yo, most of that is absolutely true.
Get him, girl.
Because it's like, I ran through, like, you know what I'm saying, not me dealing with chicks like that, because I don't deal with no funky-ass chicks. You know what I'm saying? But I ran through a couple of them. You know what I'm saying?
Get them, girl.
Oh, fuck you, nigga. But, like, somebody, like, really need to really listen to y'all show. Right here, I'm going to give a lot of
people. Speak on it.
They really need to really listen to y'all combo. Wash the ass.
Preach it. Preach it.
And the domestic violence thing, look. A bitch put their hands on me, I'm fucking around, I'm gonna slap the shit out of them.
No, and I was gonna be dead.
I mean, shit, it is what it is, because there's a lot. I'm the type, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm like the AG type, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a female.
Damn real.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still a female. First. But I ran through a lot of film chicks that's abusive and want to put their hands on you. You know what I'm saying? Without even wanting to talk. They want
to go for that.
And also, why not? What you mean you expect to sit up there and just let somebody keep putting their hands on you?
No.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But me, I'm not no abusive type. Like, me putting my hands on females, I don't condone that. You know what I'm saying? But enough is enough. Like, if you keep look, I'm going to hem you the fuck up. Like, that's how it is.
Leave me alone.
Who is that in the background?
This Carlos from Jersey. This Carlos from Jersey. I'm telling you right now, we'll beat the hell out you.
Wait.
Listen to me. We don't condone the violence.
Nah,
but if you bring the violence, there'll be no silence.
The conversation I've been on here, like, most of it is true, though.
Preach it.
And a lot of people need to really listen to this, because that shit is crazy.
Want some serious notes.
And the gay-on-gay marriage, I think, is if you love that person.
To each his own.
Do the damn thing.
To each his own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it like it is.
Love.
If you're gay, you're gay. You're straight, you're straight.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. But a lot of people out here, you know what I'm saying, see, okay, it's like that part is wrong. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people out here that's haters. Like,
they
me,
hate.
So, look, you need to do what you need to do, and you won't have to worry about all that.
Come on,
that's how you gotta do it.
I hear that.
Exactly.
Y'all got to believe this ain't true.
Don't be afraid to be gay. Don't be afraid to be straight.
And I've been in here since 11 years. I've been in this, like, I've been through a lot of different shit.
You've been in all your goddamn life.
Say how they say, I'm going to still do what I need to do and what I want to do, and I'm going to be with who I want to be with.
Damn kidding.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes down in Jersey.
I'm going to thank y'all for calling tonight. And
we're going to thank you because you got the best.
y'all nice, though. Y'all nice. I like this.
Baby girl,
hey.
You are the best. How y'all doing?
Hey. How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing?
Y'all crazy, man.
Look, what you trying to get a date?
Listen, let's cut the violence out. If you're gay, you're gay. You're straight, you're straight. If you're Mitch and Match, just be Mitch and Match. Well, however you like it, it's the way you like it. And don't forget to cut down between the trees now.
I know that's right.
Cut it down, chop it down.
You got to keep it clean.
You got to keep it clean.
Y'all crazy.
I'm going in between.
Y'all quiz, but I'm gonna thank y'all for calling so we can go ahead wrap this joint up. And
thank y'all for calling. And y'all was
wonderful today. Thank you. We're gonna take one more call. I think this it says unknown. We know you had to block your number. Y'all had to block your number from the chat line. It's cool. We're gonna click on right now, see who this unknown call is. Unknown, where are you?
Unknown.
All right. Unknown, it's unknown, right? So, I'm going to take this question answering. I'm going to ask everybody in the chat room. We're going to take some chat room questions. One person said, Roslyn said, how does one not go that route even after walking away? I guess talking about the domestic violence with the stalkers. Let me tell you something. If somebody stalked me, I'm just going to have to let them know straight up, like, look, what is wrong with you? You know what? They got this place in Virginia called, I think it's Tucker or something like that, where you can submit a person and you can get, like, $200 or $300 from bringing them in, like the crazy home.
Oh, wow.
I would act like we going to the movies and take them over there and get the people, like, kind of like, get the people to get them from the car. Girl, you know what I do with that $200? You don't know me. I would go to Red Lobster, honey. Because it is crazy. They would be going.
Got all these people
crazy
right
on that night. And I don't say what the stalker thing.
Stalker's ain't good at all.
Stalker's crazy. They ain't good at all. You feel me? I don't deal with the stalkers, man. I don't know how to handle them. They get crazy. And normally stalkers are the ones that be cheating and doing crazy shit to you. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And once you leave them and you tired of them, they want to know what the hell they do wrong, so they want to keep looking outside your window, banging on your wall and shit, trying to figure out what they did. You know what you did? Your ass is crazy. Get the hell out of my house. You crazy retarded. You know what? I can keep going for days, but I'm not, because we got to end this show. Everybody, I want to thank everybody for calling
everybody in
tonight. Everybody.
Everybody.
But you know what? I can thank everybody, but I can't forget my co-host. What's your name, girl?
Leah. How you doing?
You're some whack. tell everybody how they can get in contact with you.
Well, you can hit me on Facebook at Plus Size Rainbow.
Girl, that's a plus size mind blow. You gotta work. You know what she is? She is the girl with the nails, honey. She got the nails on her page. You know what I'm saying? She got, if we go to that page and the nails is up there, like, what's up? That is her, honey. You have got the right page.
Oh,
the
man,
nails.
Yeah. Yeah, those are my nails. In case so you don't got to ask me, if you do decide to hit me up, they are mine. That's like the number one
question. If you do hit her up, send her a message, let her know you heard from her on Last Talk Radio. Another thing, if you are sitting at home, you bored, you on the computer like, damn, I'm tired of hitting on Facebook, I'm tired of hitting on Downlink, I got a website called QueerZone, www.queerzone.tk. Go on there, the site is hot, you know, ain't nothing but a whole bunch of gays and lesbians there, we chilling, you don't got to worry about if you add 25 people, and you ain't got to worry about it saying, hey, do you know this person? Like, you can add as many people as you want to add. Go ahead, tell a friend. Another thing, like I said, I want to thank y'all for calling tonight. I want to thank Leah again. I want to thank my callers. I want to thank the people that in the chat room. I want to thank the people that just was on the phone giving us the business. I want to thank y'all. And Leah? I'll talk to you all,
yeah,
and everybody else. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.